Your next item is Charles H. Moore, a lot in a 50-foot right-of-way on Road 228A.
This is a request to subdivide 4.64 acres into two lots with access from an existing 50-foot easement. Lot A would be just a little bit larger than three-quarters of an acre. Lot 2 would contain 3.86. Lot A does have 161 feet plus or minus of road frontage along County Road 228A. DLDOT's issued a letter of no objection with the stipulation that both parcels would have access from the 50-foot right-of-way. Basically, this would make four lots having access from the right-of-way, and typically you require a public hearing in that instance.
But is that only because DLDOT's saying?
They're not giving him.
Yeah.
An entrance off of 228A.
So typically, we do three.
Correct. In this case, you would have parcel A, or lot A, I'm sorry, lot 2, parcel 25, and 2502 would all have access off of this easement.
Anybody got a feeling on this? Four lots?
Well, my only concern would be that if, you know, when do we open up the doors for other ones as well? You know, when, if we say that, okay, well, we'll let this one slide, and we're letting it slide because of DLDOT, next time DLDOT says the same thing, are we then going to be versus, you know, at the same time, you know, I have concern that, you know, again, they're holding somebody hostage, you know, for a few hundred bucks. Three lots, there's a three-lot vote, right? There's a three-lot.
That's what it's always been, three lots, yeah.
Yep.
Everybody's had the same rule. It's, I'm not saying it's fair all the time, and sometimes you look at cases like this and you think, you know, my goodness, I wish we didn't have a three-lot rule, but then like Mike, as you point out, then everybody's going to come in with three and a half lots.
I think we need to let them go through the process.
Or just go for three, you know?
Well, there's a, if you have three on existing right-of-way total, then they don't really have to make major improvements. But if they have four, then there's a specification set aside in the ordinance.
Yeah, that's true.
And if they came to public hearing, they would have the right to ask you if you want, would waive it.
Right.
Or you could require it to be built to those.
Right.
Or greater.
Come to the public hearing.
For the right-of-way, the right-of-way, you mean, the right-of-way would have to be, possibly have to.
I'd say no.
Right.
Yeah.
And if it's four, it typically makes reference to crush and run, but it, then, or, no, less than four would be, four or less is crush and run, five or more is paved.
Plus you get into more with just maintenance, yeah.
Yeah, it's maintenance agreements and all that.
Yeah.
Typically, these things that come in are already existing roads.
Right.
Road's there, it's just not, probably not improved. They came in and showed us that it was already paved, you might look at it a little differently.
Well, and the issue, as I see it, for lot A is it's on a curve. So I can understand why DLDOT would be hesitant about that.
So I would request that this gets a major subdivision. So it's, I'm going to be turning it down.
You deny it as presented, yeah. Just deny it and they asked it to come back as a major subdivision.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Charles H. Moore, lot on a 50-foot right-of-way on Road 228A, my motion would be for denial.
Second.
Moving seconded to deny a lot and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 228 for Charles H. Moore with the understanding that it can come back as a major subdivision. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Who was the second?
Rodney.
Carried.